The Black Leadership Council in Burlington asked the council last week to cut the city's ties with the bank. BLC President Pastor Rob Brown said the bank didn't do enough for the black community after former bank vice president Lisa Walsh made a racial comment on Facebook late last year. Brown said that the BLC wanted F&M to create internships for black students and offer financial literacy classes for people in the black community. F&M CEO Charles Walsh countered this week that the bank put Walsh on indefinite leave. He said the bank also required all their employees to take diversity training, and they created two scholarships for minority students at Southeastern Community College. Walsh said communications between the two groups broke down when Brown requested $125,000 to be paid to the Black Leadership Council. Brown said the request for money came out of frustration when the bank didn't meet the BLC's requests. He said the group would have used that money to offer the programs on its own. I'm David Hightower, Tri-State's Public Radio News.